You got your Bibles, turn to Daniel chapter number 9. Allison, if you can, get that Daniel 70 weeks chart up, the one that has it on the top and the bottom. Get that chart up, and we'll go to another chart in a moment. But we've been studying Daniel 70 weeks. I hope you've been getting something out of it. We give you three more charts tonight, and they're enlightening. I probably won't deal with all three of them, but we're moving on, okay? And what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to take this Daniel 9, and then I'm going to correlate it and show you the very thing in Daniel 9 and show it to you in the book of Revelation. And then we're going to tie it together. And so you can have a better understanding where the events of Daniel 9 happen in the book of Revelation. And I believe it'll be a help to you tonight. How many glad you're saved? Go back to the passage of scripture that we've been studying for the last, this is the third week in this passage. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. By thy people, write that down, is Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to say is vitally important. Because most of all false doctrine concerning Daniel 9 and prophecy is because they do not interpret thy people properly. That thy people there is Israel. And listen carefully. The church does not replace Israel. And if you don't get it, and by the way, there's a lot of replacement theology. The ites, you know what I've been preaching about, the ites. I'd call it a name, but I don't want to get in the flesh. But they say God's done with Israel, and actually the church replaced Israel. That's not true. God made a covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and God will keep his covenant. Right now, they're blinded in part. But one day, they're going to see him face to face. And that's what, and by the way, the tribulation period has nothing to do with the church and all to do with Israel. Let's look at it again. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. I think I proved to you that in the case of Jacob and a Rachel, where he said, fulfill her week, and it plainly said 7 years. So this 70 is a group of 77s or 490 years. Now let's look at it some more. And look at your chart in Daniel 70 weeks as we study. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city, that's Jerusalem, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity. And to bring in everlasting righteousness and seal up the vision and prophecy and anoint the most holy. Woo! Know ye therefore, look at it, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. Now, when was that? Look at your chart. March 5th, 444 BC is when they started that. So we got the starting date, right? Amen. Now let's go on. Unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, or 69 weeks. 69 sevens. Come on now, 69 times 7 times 360 days for the Jewish calendar is 1,880 days, or 483 years. And look what the Bible, aren't y'all glad the Bible's plain? Somebody help me there. That was a little weak. After 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. Calvary, at the end of the 69th week of Daniel, Calvary happens. And the clock started 444 B.C., and then Calvary happened. And then God stopped the clock. What did he stop the clock for? The mystery. What is the mystery? I showed you last week or 2 weeks ago. Church, who's the mystery? Church. Say it loud. Who's the mystery?
The church.
The church. Church wasn't revealed in the Old Testament. But it was revealed in the New Testament. And right now, we're living in the church period. Between the cross and the tribulation is the church period. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people have the church going through half the tribulation, some three-quarters of tribulation, some all the way through the tribulation. The reason they do that is they try to replace Israel with the church. Because Israel is going through the tribulation period. Somebody help me preach. Now, stay with me. What I want to do now, let's look at the next verse. Because we're going to go to the 70th week of Daniel. See, what's going to happen is, events going to happen. The rapture. Amen. We're going to be caught out of here. Amen. We're going to be raptured. And then the clock's starting back. The 70th week of Daniel starts. But it won't start until we get out of here. Now, I'm going to show you that in Revelation in a minute. But I want you to notice carefully. Look at your Bible, verse 27, because I'm going to go somewhere here in just a moment. Look what the Bible says. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That he there is the Antichrist, the prince, to come. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of the abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consolation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So here's what's going to happen. He's going to come and make a covenant with Israel, a peace pact. And then in the middle of the week, he's going to break his word. He's going to walk in the temple and declare himself God. Right in the middle of the week. Right in the middle of the tribulation. He is going to blaspheme everything that is holy. Most likely offer a swine as his predecessor, Antiochus Epiphanes, done before him. And he's going to mock God. And he's going to say, I am God. That's what he's going to do. Now, for me to be accurate, let me show you that in the book of Revelation now. Go over to Revelation 1 first, and I'm going to give you the key to interpret Revelation. Boy, I want y'all to know this may come a little bit, Revelation is not as difficult to understand as a lot of people have made it. Because Revelation is a revealed book. Daniel actually is a deeper book because it was sealed. But Revelation is an open book. Now, get the chart, Allison. This chart was written by Clarence Larkin. The Book of Revelation. Now, it's got little prints, so you're going to have, I don't know if you can see that chart, but you may want to look at your chart and look at it real close. Now, let me show you how to interpret the Book of Revelation. And if you get this, if you get what I'm going to say in the next 30 minutes, you're not going to have a problem with prophecy. But if you don't get this right, you're goofed up. And they are a bunch of people goofed up. That bunch of Andersonites, they goofed up.
Amen. Amen.
And anybody that follows them is goofed up.
Amen. Yes, sir. You're right.
Devil in a box of rocks.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not a hyper dispensationalist. Me and you had that discussion with somebody on his wedding day. Now notice this interpretation of Revelation. Let me show you something. If you got this and look at your chart at the same time, then I want you to, I'm going to tie in Daniel 9 with you in a moment. Write the things which thou hast seen. All you got to do is follow the verses from verse number 1 down to verse 18. And the things which thou hast seen was the glorified Christ. John fell as a dead man. He saw Christ. When he was on the Isle of Patmos, he saw the glorified Christ. That's the things which thou hast seen. Now, notice the second thing. And the things which are, look at your chart. The things which are seen is that golden candlestick and Christ. The things which are is the seven churches of Asia. And by the way, that wasn't the only churches in Asia, but the seven he chose. Why did he choose them? Because they are a picture of God's whole age of the church. And it even says the church of Philadelphia, he'll keep them out of the hour of temptation, which will try the whole world. We're living in an overlap between the Philadelphia church age and the Laodicean church age, where Christ is on the outside wanting in most churches. By the way, most churches in the world, he ain't in the midst, he's outside. But there's still some lively churches that he's in, and he'll keep them from that hour of temptation. Now, y'all still with me? So write this down. The things which are seen, chapter 1. Chapter 2 and chapter 3, the things which are the church. What did we show in our graph, 70-week graph? We got the 69th week, right, Greg? Got the 69th week, and then what did I say? Church age. Church age. Y'all with me? Now notice the, y'all got your Bibles. Stay with me. And then it said, and the things which shall be hereafter. I want you to write the things you've seen. Christ in the golden candlesticks. The things which are the seven churches. Now look at chapter 4. Go over chapter 4. After this, after what? After what? After the church age. I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it was a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne. And he that sat upon looked like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow around about the throne in the sight like an emerald. And around the throne were 24 elders. Write it down. That's the church. You said, how you know that? Well, it's easy. Look. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders clothed in white raiment. That's us. And we go through the judgment seat first thing out. And they had on their heads crown of gold. We got them at the judgment seat. And later on, we're going to roll them back at his feet. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Then he reveals to us a seven-seal book. Written in, written without. You know what that book is? That book is the title deed of the earth. And that book, on the back of that book, says who's worthy to open the seal. And there ain't one but one worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. He died on Calvary, was buried, and rose the third day. And worthy is the Lamb.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Dear God, I'm getting happy. Yeah, I'll make you happy. Now, chapter 4, chapter 5, he opens the seals. And look at chapter 6. Now, what do we say over in there, Daniel 9:27, Chad? What did I tell you? Daniel, the Antichrist was going to make a covenant with the God's people for 7 years, right? He said, when is that in the book of Revelation? I'll show you. It's right here. It's easy. Look at Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, that the Lamb being Jesus. Listen to this. And I heard as it were the noise of the thunder. And one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, behold, a white horse. Oh boy. Now listen to this carefully. What the Antichrist is going to do, he is going to try to duplicate everything Jesus does. By the way, there's an unholy trinity. The dragon, the false prophet, the beast and the false prophet. And God's a trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The dragon is compared to the Father. The beast is compared to the Son. And the false prophet is compared to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay with me. He saw a white horse. Well, one of these days, Jesus come on a white horse. Maybe that's him. Maybe that's Jesus. Maybe that's Jesus. Well, now let me give you what's happened when Jesus comes. He gonna come on a white horse. His vest is gonna be dipped in blood, and he has a sword proceeding out of his mouth, which is the word of God. Right? Well, don't say it's not right because you better read Revelation 19. It's right. Hey, Ikes, it's right. Look here. And I saw, behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a what? A bow. And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Y'all see anything ironic about the bow? Somebody tell me what's a little ironic. Know what? Know what? Well, he comes as a peace candidate. He conquers the world. He's going to be the answer. And the Bible said people's blind minds are going to be blinded by him. And he's going to have the answer. And he's going to do something that Jimmy Carter couldn't do, Bill Clinton couldn't do, George Bush couldn't do, Barack Obama couldn't do, Donald Trump won't do. And that is sign a peace pact with Israel. And he'll sign a peace pact with many, me and Israel, but not everybody, because there's still going to be wars going on. Yeah, they are. He's going to sign a peace pact. Just right back to Daniel 9:27. Just correlate it. If you're not a premillennialist and a pre-tribulation rapture, shame on you. You choose not to be because you're blind and silly. Good preaching, Reverend. You have no clue what you're doing. You're not interpreting the Bible line upon line and precept upon precept. You're not interpreting the Bible in light of the Bible. Good preaching, Reverend. And right here is where the tribulation period starts. Now, somebody asked me, and in that prior chart, could there be a gap between the rapture and the tribulation? Maybe. Maybe some things. I probably will be. I don't think it's long, but it may be. I think a war with Russia would be there, but that's just an opinion. The tribulation period doesn't start with the rapture. The tribulation period starts with the appearing of the prince. Amen? Now let's go on. This first half of the tribulation. And by the way, I'm not going to do it tonight, I don't think. But don't go to this, Allison. But I got another prophecy timeline. Because see, Matthew or Revelation 6 could be played by placed beside Matthew 24, 1 through 16, and they're identical. It's the beginning of sorrows. The first part of the tribulation time, notice what happens. And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow and a crown, and he went forth given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard him come and see the beast, and come and see, and there went out another horse that was red, that's war. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Hold it. The rider doesn't change. The horses change. The rider's the same. The Antichrist. He brings a red horse, war. He brings a black horse, is it famine? And he brings a pale horse, death. And one third of the population is going to die in the first half of the tribulation. Y'all all with me? Y'all understanding? You see the correlation? I'm trying to help you. Now look at your chart some more. Let's go back to our chart. Here's what's going to happen. There are going to be seven seals. They'll be opened. And then we see seven trumpets from chapter 8 down to chapter 11 and verse 19. And then we're getting very near the middle of the tribulation period. Right in the middle of the tribulation period where he comes and claims to be God. First 3.5 years, him and Israel's getting along. They even rebuilt a temple. They rebuilt a temple. And by the way, you go to Israel with me, I'm going to take you and show you where they're rebuilding it, and I'm going to take you to a museum where they already got the candlestick for it. They're going to rebuild the temple. They're going to have a tribulation temple. You see, hold a minute. How many of y'all went up on the Temple Mount with me last time? Now, I want you to know something. You look at me, boy. You remember when we went up there? When you go up to Temple Mount, I take you to Temple Mount. We don't have Jewish security. We have the Palestinian security. We go through that Palestinian. That's Palestinian. You said, what in God? Who in the world is going to have the ability to make a covenant with Israel and make a covenant with the Palestinians and bring them together and that Dome of the Rock be torn down and a new Jewish temple be constructed? Who in the world could do that? Nobody but the liar himself, the Antichrist. And by the way, I'm going to throw just another little something in. You know, people said, well, I'll just wait till then to get saved. Now, there are going to be people saved in the tribulation. But it won't be people that heard the gospel and was convicted by the Holy Spirit, because they're going to believe a lie and be damned, because the massive liar, when we leave here, they're going to have an excuse. A UFOs or something came and got us. You know, that bunch across, some of them people cross the road. Every time we have a big campaign or do something over here, they said, well, there they go again over at Tate Valley Baptist Church, having a big Sunday school campaign, filled the parking lot. There they go again. There goes John Smith trying to get all them people, bring everybody that can to be saved. There they go again. One of these days I am going to go. Woo! Amen. See, that seventh trumpet, you know when, let me give you some false doctrine. Some people believe the seventh trumpet, when it sounded, is the last trump. And the two witnesses is the rapture. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the seventh trumpet don't sound till they already are up and gone. That is not the trump of the Lord when he comes before the rapture. We're going to go up in the air. No. That's trumpet there. You're going to see the great tribulation. And you ain't never seen tribulation like that. And then seven bowls of God's judgment comes out on this earth. And I don't have time to get all that today. I ain't going to get all that. When I preach Revelation again, I'll get all that. I might do it soon. And all that judgment's going to fall out on this earth. And those that don't, those that have the mark of the beast on their head are doomed. Amen. Doomed. And then we're going to see the manifestation, the full manifestation in chapter 13 of the dragon and the beast and the false prophet. Now I'm going to probably get in trouble here. I could get out of here without being in trouble tonight if I don't say what I'm about to say. But I will not leave here without being in trouble. Maybe not with you, but some yo-yo that might be listening that don't believe in anything. And I hope all y'all do. Gonna be scoffing at me. But there are going to be beasts come up out of the sea. That's the Antichrist. Full bloom. And he's going to be sitting on the mountains of Rome. Going to be a restoration of the Roman Empire. And he's going to have a religious system with him called the harlot. By the way, she's been around a long time. You can trace her all the way back to Nimrod. Anybody got a book called The Two Babylons? You go back and read that book. It talks about, you know, they served communion back then. It was a one world church. What Nimrod did? He tried to build a one world government. You know what God done? He confused their tongue. Now boy, here's where I could stop and stay out of trouble. You want me to tell you what? They're going in this. In this group, this harlot church, you want me to tell you who's going to be there? The original harlot, the universal church. I personally believe, and I know I'm going to get some scoffing here, but I don't care tonight. I believe the false prophets know more than the Pope. And I know some of you get scared of that kind of preaching. No, I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
I want you to know something. That false prophet's going to get, you know what he's going to do? He's going to point everybody to the beast. Amen. A picture like of the Holy Spirit. He's going to be the miracle worker. Whoo. Are y'all with me? And all those churches that left mama back in the Reformation is coming back to mama. All of them that, and by the way, none of them done away with that system from their religion. There's even some of them every Sunday morning quote the Holy Catholic Creed, and they're not Catholic. Oh, yeah. They still got mama in them. I'll tell you what it is. They're all going to come back. And there'll be some Baptists there too. And they're going to come back. And they're going to be. Hey, you say, well, boy, this word's going to get good. What in the world will be the thing that could draw them all together? What can draw them all together? What miracle could draw them all together, even though they all were different? The original Tower of Babel, they had one language. This charismatic confusion of our day, the tongue movement, will be a catalyst. It's in Catholicism now. It's in these denominations now. Oh, some of y'all look at me like a Catholic in a Newgate. I'm preaching. Right in the Charleston Gazette paper. You know what I said? They said, we're going to have a charismatic communion service. Everybody's invited. The only prerequisite is that you come with a gift. And I want you to know something. The Antichrist will get done with his own religious leader and destroy her himself. Because you know what? He's not going to play second fiddle to a religious system. When he goes in and claims himself to be God, he's getting rid of the harlot. Boy, it's quiet in here tonight. I don't know if I will put this in here. It's going out on live stream. Woo-hoo! I don't care. I'm preaching the truth. And y'all's watching it with your very eyes. You see this emerging church? You know what I'm talking about. It's a bunch of contemporary people, rock Jesus, and they're all going to the going up to the civic center and going to the rock, kumbaya and kumbaya, and they're getting together with their heavy rock music, and they're getting together and chatting around and yeah. It makes God sick. Amen. Most sickening thing is religion without Christ.
Amen.
By the way, man, I ain't got time to give you all this. But not only is, remember I told you two Babylons? There's a religious system and there is a political system. Boy, I don't want to make all y'all, I personally believe, now somebody wants, now this is not biblical fact, okay? I'm not going to give biblical fact. I'm going to give Smithology that is close, I think, probably a lot of Bible in it. I personally think, if you want to know where America is, they're going to be in that political Babylon. Who is the nation that has touched all the nations? And who is the nation, the Bible said, by their sorceries they'll be deceived. This nation right now is totally sucked up with drugs. It'll either be the Western Confederacy with America in it. Hello? You don't think there's a... Look what's happened to our president today. They're trying to crucify him. What if you think of one of them 20 bozos that's running against him gets in? They get in? You're going to see what I'm talking about, friend. No, you probably won't, because you're probably going to be out of here. I mean, they're socialist. They want a world system. Donald Trump knocked over their apple cart. I didn't mean to get into all this. Somebody find me a way out. Help me find a way out. But it all's heading to something. It's all heading to Armageddon. And Armageddon is when Jesus comes out of heaven. On a white horse. Well, let's just read it. It's 8:13. Come on. Dear Heavenly Father. Go over to Revelation 19. When you get there, say amen. Y'all ready to shout? I'm going to read this and we'll be done. I may need a bodyguard to get to my car. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. Where'd he get them crowns? We threw them to him. And he had name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Go to Isaiah, you'll see that. And his name is called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And the armies which were in heaven, whoop, that's us, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. What is that fine linen? It's the righteousness of the saints. One of these days we're going to mount up. One of these days we're going to mount up. One of these days we're going to mount up. One of these days we're going to mount up. And we're going to come out of heaven. And I read the back of the book. The church wins. The devil loses. And the devil be put in the bottomless pit with a false prophet are and a beast are for 1,000 years. Let me read more of this. I'm about ready to blow. Whew. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God. And that's not the marriage supper. No, when he heads down the ghetto and kills all the enemies of God, they're going to send birds down to eat their flesh. I'm glad I'm not one of them people getting their flesh. No, I just read what I'm going to do. I'm going to be, whoa, at the marriage supper of the Lamb and getting ready for a 1,000-year honeymoon. I'm done. Whew. You said you act like a drunk man. About half drunk on the Holy Ghost right now. But I wonder something. I'll throw your church membership away. I don't want to hear about it. When this happens, are you going to be with him on the white horse, or are you going to be one of them people getting your bodies ate by birds? You say, well, I'm religious. That ain't enough. Have you been washed in the blood? Keeping the law you already heard tonight ain't enough. We need to be found in the righteousness of Christ. And I ask you, do you know? Bow your head. I'm not leaving this place without at least giving the invitation. Heads bowed and eyes closed. How many of you know that you know that you know you're going to heaven? Raise your hand. Amen. Okay. How many of you are not sure you're going? You don't want to be left behind for all that. You want me to pray for you. Raise your hand. Whew. I think, oh, how many of you know you're saved again? Raise your hand. I'm going to see all of you. Everybody saved. Raise them up. Amen. Now say glory.
Amen.
Stand with me and I'll dismiss. Whew. That's just an overview. Now I'm going to lay that beside Matthew 24 and show you that next week. Then I'll be done with this. Father, thank you for the good Bible reading. Thank you for the truth. Lord, I know it's straight down the road tonight. And God, I pray tonight that you just help us. Help us to look for you, because you're coming soon. Now dismiss us in your love tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good night.